The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here. You are listening to Waking Up in America. I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard. I'm a firewalker, Olympic torchbearer, and I just love creating dynamic radio dialogues on issues that matter. And what do I have two great guys to create dialogues today with? I've got Ken Cousins and C.W. Wright, and we're talking about magic, miracles, and illusions. And they're all to be found in the United States of America and elsewhere. We want to thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Jason Winter T, LA Lifestyle, Tad Patterson's You Have the Right, and Leo Delgado LendersFraud.com. Also Dr. Val, Valerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out, and Coning Company, ConingCompany.com. So here we are. Today is August 31st, and according to one of the prophecies that I've been hearing prophesized for absolutely years, this is going to be a pivotal day for the world. And we may make allusions to that a little bit later. I don't want to really spend a lot of time on whether or not the dinar is coming in today or not, because it wouldn't be just the dinar that would be coming in. It would be a whole lot of other things that are happening, and to actually have that crowning point happen in the world, a whole lot of good stuff has to happen, and a whole lot of bad people have to lose their little grip on things. And I get emails all the time, and recently I got an email saying that the Rockefellers were getting frozen out of secret meetings and things like that, and they were part of the people that have been really not very kind to American people, just kind of finding out how much money they can get out of them and how many can be manipulated into, I don't want to say slavery for lack of a better word. So the whole time is changing, and October the 31st is a real pivot point. The United Nations gave a deadline to Iraq that they needed to have their money revalued today, and whether we see that immediately or not, we will see that before the end of the year. I feel fairly confident about that. But by the time we actually see it and experience it, a lot of other things will have shifted, things that you may or may not know about. A lot of people are going to jail. A lot of things like the Federal Reserve Board and things like that are disappearing. Now, Gail and I went to the Houdini exhibit on Sunday over at the Skirball, and that is a fun thing, the story of Houdini. Did you guys, Ken or CW, do you know anything about Houdini? Pregnant pause.
Yeah, I used to be fascinated with him.
What was your biggest fascination?
Just about everything. I grew up in a family that was liked to play cards and go to Vegas and things like that. So uh-huh. Card tricks, and my dad had a book. I think his name was Scarny, called Scarny on Cards. And
oh yeah.
A master, do you remember that name? Was that the right
name?
Yeah,
I do remember that name. I was into magic too, Ken.
Okay, so he was a master, you know, cards and card tricks and stuff, so I was into all that stuff. Houdini was quite a fascinating character.
One of the things I saw, Ken, was that milk can. I had seen that milk. I didn't remember how long ago he had done this, and I was thinking it was like the 1920s, but actually it was prior to that. And one of the things that they showed was the milk can that he would lock himself up in, which was probably about 4 feet tall and rather broad, and it had padlocks all around the outside. And then he would dump this thing in water, and somehow he would get the padlocks open, and you can look at the thing. It looks pretty solid. They have the actual can over at the Skirball. By the way, I promised them I'd let you know that the exhibit is on until Sunday, this coming Sunday. And then there's a exhibit that continues until January, which is the Masters of Illusion. And since you're living in the United States, I think it's really important that you study the Masters of Illusion so you can pay attention to what's going on. Because, Ken, I don't know with a card trick, okay, but when I was, I'm not going to tell the secrets. I really don't like people telling secrets. But I will tell you that there are little things that people use to create illusions, and that involves palming, usually, of something. You know, a card or a object or something of that nature, but it creates some kind of an illusion. And I would have to say that, would you not give the politicians of this country an A+ on creating illusion?
Well, I would go a few steps above them. And when I talk about history and money mechanics and law and everything, I always refer to those so-called self-appointed masters of the planet as master black magicians, because
right.
They're masters of illusion, misdirection. You know, when you think about it, if a few people can get 6+ billion people on a planet to all believe a lie, you know, and the basic lie on the planet is called lack and limitation, that there is a lack and there is a limit of resources, that there's a limit of how many people can have, and most people can or have nots. You know, that's all a lie, and that's an illusion. If they can get 6.5 billion people to believe that, now that's a master magician.
Okay, well, let's just pick a couple of illusions, okay? I don't want to spend a lot of time on them, but I really want to call them for what they are. They're illusions. I'm going to say 9/11 and Osama bin Laden are the two that stick out in my mind the most strongly.
How about that there's not enough food, water, or energy for everybody on the planet? We live on a planet that's made up of 3/4 water.
Well, I think those points are really true, but I'm going to suspect that some of our listeners actually honestly believe that Osama bin Laden died recently, not realizing he's been dead since 2001. And I'm sure that there are actually people listening that actually believe that he had something to do with the collapsing of the Twin Towers.
Right.
And those are very dramatic incidences. What you're talking about with starvation and stuff is kind of like we've almost grown used to that. It's an ongoing conversation, but we're periodically shocked with these outrageous stories. CW, you've been probably checking in your Bible for that reference. That you want to jump in here and join us?
I would love to join in. I think they're not only master magicians, master illusionists, they're master con artists as well. And
that's what illusionists are, honey, and they know it. These are just sneaky ones that don't get paid up front for it. They get paid in the background.
Yeah, and you made a couple of great points on some master illusions, and I think one in history is that everybody in America think they're protected with constitutional rights. And I think that's a master illusion, and people are surprised all the time when they go into court and they demand their constitutional rights only to be slapped upside the wallet with a contempt of court charge.
I know. It's like when Tim told me what to say to the judge, you know, that I could actually pay off my bankruptcy with a bonded promissory note because I actually have the ability and the legality, the legal status to do that. The judge just said, no, you can't do that. And actually, I can do that. And because the judge said no, I would have had to go through 75 other paces to get the judge down on her knees. So I took another tack, something that she could enjoy. And I said, well, I have a forensic analyst going over my mortgage, Leo Delgado, by the way. If you want to know about him, send me an email and say, you know, stop my foreclosure. I want to talk to Leo. So I called up Leo, and he told me what to do through Ken's help here. And I started talking to her about how I'd get this forensic analyst, and I had people working on it, and she just, like, stepped right out of the box and told me to go sue the bank. Okay? She didn't say that to any of the other 17 people that came before. So what you need to know is that you can puncture illusion with information. I'm not going to tell you the secrets of the magicians because they're really too much fun. Okay? It's fun. Pay your money, go to your magic store, and find out what the secret is.
Did you know when you talk backwards in front of the judge?
I'm sorry, what?
Didn't you use some other magic words in front of the judge that day?
I did. I said Haynes versus Kerner. Tell them what Haynes versus Kerner is, CW. It was really good. They kind of look at you. You know, they close their eyes a little and lean forward. They look at you. Haynes versus Kerner, huh?
Yeah, this was it's a case with a prisoner. What happened was that there wasn't proper representation. There was a lack of knowledge being put forth for this individual. And Haynes versus Kerner now, when you invoke that, you're really asking for the bench's help at that point. Now, the bench isn't going to be your representative in any way, but what the bench will do, they'll say, perhaps you want to ask this, or perhaps you make
exactly
to do this. And then if there's a prosecuting attorney there, the prosecuting attorney absolutely goes nuts.
No, they go white. It isn't nuts. It's really fun. You can watch the color drain out of their face. It's really cool. I was sniggering.
And this is an example that attorneys truly do not know the law. They know their particular subject, and they know what they've been taught, but they've never been taught the law. They've been taught procedure. And when you invoked Haynes versus Kerner, what you did, you lawfully put the judge on notice, or I should say the bench on notice, that you're requesting their help and guidance through this process. And that's what she did at that point.
So you know what, CW? You can call me Houdini Kirkgaard at this point, okay?
Houdini Kirkgaard. You knew had the magic words.
I do, Houdini Kirkgaard. And you can also be Houdinis. And if you guys heard that bell coming on, that bell was actually an angel. That bell was an angel. Gail Ellen just showed up. And Gail knows. We were looking at that milk can really close, and we were grilling the docent, right?
Right, and I was playing the light trick. I thought I'd disappear and get in here.
And don't tell them she's going to buy the light bulb trick. I have to tell you, we were totally mesmerized. We were having a really good time in the store, and we were talking about what did we get out of this when we got out of here. One of the things is that Houdini was really good at advertising himself. The other thing is that he really practiced what he was doing. So you can take what we're saying here and you can apply it to what you're doing. The more you do this kind of the Republic magic and what CW was just talking about, Haynes versus Kerner, and you can learn all that stuff. And when you do it, it punctures the veil. Would you agree, probably, Gail, that I would say the magician has maybe like two great things that they do. One of them is they distract your attention, and the other is they usually palm something.
Very often that happens. Right.
So that's the tricky part, huh?
That is the trick.
Now, we did art in Houdini. What did you walk away from when we were walking out of the Skirball? I mean, how has this exhibit affected you? And I know you spent a little time in Masters of Illusion, too.
Right. Well, you know, part of it is the precision, and that would affect us in our lives, precision, and making the right choices at the right time, and practice. Practice, 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 like whatever it is. You want to be an expert in whatever your field is, and that's practice. But, you know, magic is, the illusion is the distraction, that's for sure. But it's also a great thing because it's a surprise, and it, like, mesmerizes you, and it makes you happy. Magic makes you happy.
Now, a lot of people get magic. I don't want to say that it has trickery behind it. Magic has skill behind it. You really have to have skill to be a good magician. So to the dark side, I acknowledge that you're skilled. You get to another kind of magic, and it's actually miracles. And this magic is based on a kind of natural magic, okay? And I pulled a card out of the Course in Miracles, which I was in a group that did Course in Miracles for a year, and if we weren't getting 2 to 5 miracles a day, we knew we hadn't been studying. Because Course in Miracles has to do with alignment, and it also has to do with enjoying natural magic. And so the card that I pulled for the radio show today from the Course in Miracles, and I really think this fits for the Republic too, is walk you in glory with your head held high and fear no evil. That's Course in Miracles for today. And the mission for the Republic of the United States of America is, we the people hereby terminate the tyranny of financial slavery and unlawful presentment that binds us, and bestow the favors of liberty, republic freedom by way of lawful means and peaceful assembly for all men and women under Almighty God. I like that a lot. And what I want to bring to that conversation is maybe a little bit of the magician kind of magic, but the original magicians, as you were referring to, CW, those guys actually had magic available to them that was natural. Did you know that?
Right. Yes.
You know, like Merlin really did do magic, and the magic was that he was in turn, he was attuned with natural, with the natural law of things. And Johnny gave me this to read, and you can't get to magic from this particular space, but you can if you get this particular thing. It's an Ojibwa saying, and sometimes I go about in pity for myself, and all the while a great wind is bearing me across the sky. Does that give you chills? Because that great wind is the Republic of the United States of America to me.
That's amazing, and when you really think of natural magic, it occurs in the universe every single second.
So you remember I declared we would have some magic after we saw the Houdini exhibit, right?
Right.
Yesterday, right. On a call, my computer kept breaking down, and an anonymous human being sent me over to the Apple store and bought me an iPad 2 and all the things that go with it, and it'll be delivered on Friday. That's
amazing.
Miraculous, and that's what happens when we're in intention. And what the gentleman pointed out to me, and by the way, when we first did our radio show, Ken, when we first went to Phoenix, Arizona, which is where Waking Up in America went after we'd been on KFOX in Redondo Beach, we went to KFNX in Phoenix. When we got there, I noticed that the address for the company had a lot of zeros in it, usually three, that the door suite number was 101, things of that nature. And for me, those triple zeros and a lot of zeros in places make me think of God. I consider God like the zero. That's, by the way, folks, one of the reasons that magic doesn't work is they told us to take the zero off, that it had no meaning. Just like taking God out of the a Pledge of Allegiance and stuff like that. That zero, that's the space of God. It has quite a bit of meaning, actually. So I had observed this phenomenon over time, and the gentleman pointed out to me yesterday, he said, did you notice my credit card number? And I said, yes. And he said, did you notice the three zeros? And I said, yes. He said, does it mean anything to you? And I said, yes. And he said, good. It makes me want to cry. Because last week, I don't know if you were the one I told or not, but I said that I wondered if God had forgotten me.
Mm-hmm.
That was my message. And what I love to do is that this is a big miracle for me that was yesterday. And according to the Course in Miracles, there are no big or small miracles. But Ken or CW or Gail, do you have a miracle recently? And this is what I call natural, you know, spiritual God magic.
Probably the closest thing that I've had to that miracle happened actually just a few weeks ago. As you know, things were pretty tight with funding, and we've got a lot of receivables with no cash in our business. And somebody showed up and just gave me $300 one day.
Really?
Take care of a few things, and it was an amazing thing.
Yeah,
he came in and said, "I was told to bring this to you." Well, I didn't need to know. I didn't need to ask who, because I knew who told him, and it was just an amazing revelation that took place.
You know, I think in terms. You remember when you referred me, Ken? Are you still on this call? I know he has two calls to do at the same time. He's doing a little jungle.
I'm still with you.
Do you remember when I was on the verge of losing my house and you referred me to Leo Delgado?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we actually managed to. Leo gave me the information and the access, and I worked together with Quality Loan, and we managed to stop my house sale an hour and 15 minutes before it was due. So miracles, according to the Course of Miracle, are gifts of love from one human being to another. And Ken and Gail and CW and myself, we are fortunate enough to be in a world in which we receive miracles quite regularly, actually, in different ways. And it's possible to everybody, but you have to believe in something big and you have to stand for it. And we do, you know, we stand for it. Gail stands for Art and Magic, and we're looking at actually putting together a radio program on art and beauty. And certainly magic will be included, because that's where magic happens. This beauty is the highest level of consciousness, okay? Whatever that frequency or vibration is, it's represented by rose oil. It's represented by love. I get these little quotes from Neil Donald Walsh, and I know this is a funny thing to say, but I think it relates, because sometimes when you come into the Republic, all you want is justice. You've been so badly treated in so many different ways by the federal government and things of that nature. The current one, the original one, was quite good. But it says that love is stronger than justice. That's Neil Donald Walsh, who does Conversations with God. And there is justice, and justice is a fine thing to be having. Don't misunderstand me. But I really discover that the miracles come through love. And I was wondering if you considered yourself as having any miracles recently, Ken.
Well, as you know, 2 weeks ago, we were abruptly uprooted from our, at that time, current living situation, and I had a massive amount of work to complete within the 24-48-hour time frame. And then I had to get up to Visalia and lead the Republic Assembly meeting. Then I had to get back and move furniture. I had to do a lot of things, get to Las Vegas. And, you know, I was just saying to my wife last night, isn't it amazing? 2 weeks ago, we were just sort of hanging out in the fringe of California. We were in the back hills. And all of a sudden, life has just totally rearranged itself in 2 weeks. And now we are Kelby's neighbor. And
are you really?
Yeah, living by the beach and just having a great old time. And life is good. So I consider every breath a miracle. Every time I breathe and take in life and see the magic of this wondrous creation that we're walking around in, I think that's just living miracle all the time. And
as we talked about
6-8 weeks ago, we were talking about recontextualizing, that many people resist change and many people resist what they think is a negative event, you know, like being right now a lot of people are losing their homes or being evicted. But, you know, sometimes that's the precursor to something new in life opening up. So I'm a firm believer in no resistance, recontextualizing, looking for the new door that's opening when another door is closing. And if you're living life and embracing it, then miracles are upon you at all times.
Well, let me add to what Ken is saying. A lot of you know that a lot of you have talked to me about being in the global prosperity programs and asking when those are going to happen. And I've actually been told that they'll most assuredly be happening within the next 30 days. But that was not the issue for many of you about when it was going to happen. The issue for many of you was, I've moved. I signed up so long ago. How will they ever find me? Well, there's two things. First of all, we will have a telephone number for you to call if you've moved and you haven't received your package. First of all, we'll announce when people are receiving their packages. So if you've moved and you have a driver's license, they've probably found your new address. And there's about 50 of these programs, guys. There's Omega, Freedom. There's just a whole list of them. And they're all part of God's work. They're all designed to be funding right about now. So some of them were people who got into them like 15 or 20 years ago. So depending upon when you got involved, I think ICC is another one of them, things of that nature. What you want to do is not worry about it. we'll actually post an 800 number for you to call. They'll be giving us that kind of information, so you will be able to pick up your funding, whatever that is. And I understand that originally the funding was supposed to be delivered on September 11th of 2001. So just that was the day you were supposed to get your funds. So I think something else distract. Remember, I was talking about the magician earlier distracting from something? I think that was the distraction that day. Unfortunately, that distraction cost 30,000 Americans their lives. However, those illusions are being stripped away right now, and you can be satisfied in that. We're definitely moving ahead here. And while we move ahead, we really do want to take a sip of peach-flavored Jason Winter tea, and I thought maybe you'd let people know about our tea and also about EMSCO.
Yes, we will. Jason Winter's tea is was put together by Sir Jason Winter's over a couple of decades ago, and we want to thank them for being a gracious sponsor here on Waking Up in America. He founded the Jason Winter's tea program based on a health condition he had, and he searched the world out to find the herbal antidote. And when he found it through his travels throughout the world, he started using them. And one day he was so weak from his illness, he just kind of threw them all together and started feeling a difference right away. And what he stumbled on was something that our doctor spoke of last week, was a synergistic effect when they came together. And it was that synergistic effect that made the herbals combination more powerful than if you took it by themselves, and started doing its magic on his body. And that became known as the Sir Jason Winter's tea. And today he has flavors in the peach variety, raspberry, cinnamon, and one of my favorites in the summertime is iced Jason Winter's peach tea. I like taking and making ice cubes out of it when I can. And before I got on my diabetic diet, I was putting peaches, real sliced peaches, in the iced tea. Such a refreshing and attractive drink. That's Jason Winter's Teas, and you find that in your favorite health food stores or online at jasonwinterstea.com. We also wanted to thank EMS Global One, Emergency Management Solutions Global-wide. They are one of the groups that help hospitals and organizations such as small governments and corporations put together their emergency management plans. And they also help fund those plans with the supplies you need to get through the event. They truly take you from mitigation to preparation all the way to response and recovery. And right now, our prayers at EMSCO go out to the people in New York as they recover from the devastating aftermath of the floods and the victims that are of that. That's emsgo.org if you'd like to know a little more about them. That's emsgo.org. Back to you, Dr. Val.
Speaking of floods and earthquakes, huh? And Vic Ken's got a big huh, too. I actually heard that, and by the way, I didn't have a chance to verify this, so this is just blatant rumor, okay? But it may be blatant rumor with some truth to it. I heard that the earthquakes were actually bombs going off in the tunnels. There's a catacombs under the United States that are just loaded with nice little tunnels, and that perhaps the HARP machine had to do with it. So why don't you go out and do some Googling and just check out and see what really happened.
Actually, Val, we were just talking about the Fulford update, Benjamin Fulford. He talked about that. He was saying that that earthquake and other things going on in the East Coast the last 10 days were actually some of the underground cities that have been built for the so-called elite to hide in while they tried to cleanse the planet on the surface, meaning their genocidal eugenics program, killing off a lot of the population. Two of those five major cities underground were, shall we say, made to go poof. And I was talking with somebody last night about that, and they were mentioning that, I don't know if you saw on the YouTube, somebody was sending it around, but there's a stadium in Florida that suddenly had some very strange sounds happening all around it. Did you see that? like
no,
they
I didn't
like,
see that. Shoot it over. I'd love to see it.
Well, it was like they were saying maybe they're the trumpets of Revelation. They sounded like low trumpet sounds. But my friend who I had lunch with yesterday was saying that, no, in actual fact, what it is that these underground tunnels and cities have different places where they have air intake and outtake and, you know, regulating the pressure. And when those explosions went off, which also caused the earthquake, it created such a change in the pressure that these exit tunnels for air couldn't handle it, and it created those weird sounds. And
I was watching CNN, Ken, when the earthquake supposedly hit Washington, and then it said Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Ohio, Colorado, New York, and one other one that I've forgotten besides Washington, D.C. And I said, sounds like the underground cities to me. So before I got in, I called up one of my friends. My cousin actually was telling me about them. They're not just all Illuminati. Some of them are like military places as well where they have bombs and stuff. It's, well, I don't know how you're going to put all that together. But anyway, some of it is Illuminati hangouts and all kinds of things. So he said that the buildings are like three stories tall and they're on shock absorbers and mountains move and all kinds of stuff. It's really pretty big there. So I just thought you should know about it. And I do want to take the time, guys, if Google, just do some Googling on this, because I'm told that this is the taking down of the world that's been taking such an advantage of us. And whether it's true or not, it makes me happy to think it could be true. And I believe it to be true, but I'm not swearing that it is. We had Dr. Marvin Norman on Saturday, right, CW? Is it Norman Marvin or Marvin Norman?
Last Wednesday and Saturday, you bet.
Yes. Were you impressed?
Huh, this is an awesome man. Where's he been all of our life?
Dr. Norman Marvin actually said we could have people call him and that he would help because he wants to help fund the Golden Hearts Foundation. And I'm actually taking Protandim. And Gail, you were telling me this morning that you liked it, right?
I like it a lot. I was really surprised. I actually noticed effects after the second day.
The second day, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I started it the day before you did. And how would you best describe it, CW? I think it neutralizes free radicalization, right?
Well, not only neutralizes it, but it actually eliminates it. It does that, and it does several million of them, eliminates several million of them per second in your body.
So here is what I told Gail, okay? I told it. This is what they told me. And he'll stick to his story. Dr. Norman will stick to his story. Little free radicals run around and they steal from other cells, and that's what free radical damage is. So this particular product changes that all, and you, within 30 days, I was told that if you took the blood of an 80-year-old person or a 90-year-old person or a 70-year-old person and you went back after a month and you took their blood again, they would match that of somebody in their teens or early 20s. Well, blood is called terrain, and that's the health of the body depends upon the blood. So that's a pretty outrageous claim. And so I thought, how much is this stuff going to cost, right? Try $40 a month when you're signed up for it.
That's great. One of the most important things I like about it is where the research, there's been several research done, as he claims, and I've read about, that it reduces the rate of cell aging by 40% to the level of a 20-year-old. And I'm thinking, wow, you're talking about the fountain of youth.
I said, so does this mean we're going to go goo-goo gaga? And he said, possibly.
Tell him what he told his wife.
I wish I could remember what he told his wife. What did he tell his wife? You obviously remember, so you'll have to say.
Told his wife, if I start sucking my thumb, take the bottle.
Yes.
I thought that was cool.
So when you say you noticed it, Gail, let me tell you what I noticed. I get tired. And I get up early and I play racquetball at 5:30 in the morning and stuff like that. And then I kind of like get tired. And then I just kind of like collapse. And then I normally I could do that for half a day or something. Instead, what I noticed that I got tired, I kind of collapsed, and then I had a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh wind. What is your experience?
That was my experience exactly. It seemed like there was an absolute variance and difference in lasting energy, I mean, till like 11:30 at night.
Yeah. Yep. John goes, okay, Mom, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, because normally it's like, okay, sweetie, it's 9 o'clock. I've had a long day. And it's like, okay, it's 9 o'clock. Let's see if we can get the deck cleaned off.
Right, and inside it felt like the sun was shining.
So you just said something. You're going to laugh when you find out what you just said. But before I tell you what you just said, I am going to tell you how to get this stuff, because people wrote me and called me last week and said, so how do I get it? Because we didn't tell you. So actually, we're putting it under the Golden Hearts Foundation, and the website is www.mylifevantage.com/Golden Hearts Foundation. So www.mylifevantage.com/Golden Hearts Foundation. I didn't ask any of my friends to sign up. I asked them to try a bottle and see what it was like. And Gail just kind of lit up. And why I smiled, Gail, was because we were supposed to have Dee Wallace on the show last week.
Right.
And she got called in early because she's now a regular on The Office. She was the one that was the mother on E.T. Mm-hmm. And her book is called Bright Light.
Oh.
So I went to see Dee Wallace last Wednesday night. I actually tried to get a hold of you because I thought you might enjoy it, but we didn't connect. And so I'm going over there and I'm going, this woman is like a bright light. She really is. And I thought, Gail is just going to love this because Gail loves bright lights and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. So we're going to have to go see Dee again, and she's going to be scheduled later in September to come on. Hopefully we can miss her appearances. But I saw her do stuff that I would consider magic. And CW, you were talking earlier about the magicians. Do you know anything about this taking away of the zero in mathematics? Do you know any of that story, or do you, Ken, about how they affected, why the formula stopped working, the natural magic stopped working, was because the zero was removed? Either of you guys know more about that?
No, I'm not familiar with that. Do you know? Can you explain it to us?
All I know is when they took the zero, because they considered the zero was not important, and when they removed it, it made all of the formulas not work, which is when magic became work. Prior to that, magic was in alignment with natural forces.
I can't imagine removing the zero, because the zero is really the nucleus to all numbers.
Yeah, I know, you know, Ken's probably, he was trying to, like, tight walk between a couple of calls, and he's probably tied up on the other one. Ken probably has some information on this, and maybe we can get it to you. But I'm going to tell you that protandin is natural magic. It just totally is. If there's no illusion, there's no delusion, the stuff gets in there, and it goes to work. There are a lot of other things that once you learn what the Republic is, and you follow the rules, and you pick them up, both CW and Ken Cousins, myself to a lesser degree, are really skilled in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and actually the remedies that are available that have been suppressed. Those remedies are magic. Like, to walk into a court where you're usually dominated, lose your home, and get a judgment against you, and you say Haynes versus Kerner, and the judge starts helping you, boy, it looks like magic to me. So we can give ourselves magic through education. We can give ourselves magic through community. I have about 5 or 6 people that call me, send me information on a regular basis, and keep me in the world. And one of those is a guy named Ron Hayes, you know? And I get emails from Ron all the time. Hey, Val, you should go over here and check this out. Hey, this website needs this. Blah, 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 blah. Ron does that for me. I never asked him to. He just started doing it. And all of a sudden, you know, Ron became God's gift to me. Gail Ellen, you met me on the radio back in 1987, right?
I did, and the thing about that is, you know, is the communication that I was hearing then. And for me and for all these years, Val, I think magic is in communication and that real communication is magic.
Well, you just said something really interesting because most communication is not magic because it's not real.
Well, real, though.
We're actually speaking the truth today. We're telling you, I'm telling you something. I'm saying, hey, maybe it's a rumor, maybe it's not, but this is what I think. That's communication. If I come in and I tell you that something is X, Y, and Z, and that's the way it is, and you better believe it, that is illusion or force or something of that nature.
Right.
So the people on this radio program have a desire to be authentic, and then from time to time I have opened up my big mouth and said something that was totally incorrect. Here's the beauty of it and why I never get worried. Somebody else on the team will go, hey, no, that's not true. I think you got that confused with something else. Here's what happened, and then when you hear it, you know it's true. So when you're in communication with others, the beauty of it is you're self-correcting, okay? The community helps correct you. The community also rewards you. A man I never met gave me a computer because I needed one, and I didn't have the capacity to arrange that. That was a miracle. That was a gift of love. That was the gift of community. That was the gift of authenticity, of relatedness, of having something that's big enough that you believe in, you know? And I know that you operate off that a lot, CW.
Well, I do, and we live in a world of illusion. The banks have us living in illusion. The government has us living in illusion. The certain industries, like the legal industry, has us living in illusion. And they've gotten away from it because they've taken away. They're masters at taking away the pain, taking away the pain of taking care of our money, taking away the pain of taking care of our legalities, and we've got comfortable not having that pain, and they have gotten used to us not questioning their methods, and they just continue to increase their illusion or their illegal acts. I mean, it always, not that it's illegal, one of the things that always impresses me most is that, you know, banks take our money and put them on deposit, and they have these rules. Most banks have these rules where they can't lend out depositors' money.
Except they do.
But I don't know if they do or not, but the question I have is if they're not allowed to do that, where do they get their money to buy these great big giant buildings that you see in every city?
Don't get me going, okay? Do not get me going on this one because I want to be more into magic than into rage, okay?
I'm just saying that was just a demonstration. I don't want to go down there because we'd be going into a rabbit hole.
You know I'd get upset again, and I don't need to do that today.
Please don't be upset. It's just the way it is. That's one of the illusions.
How's that instead of that's my communication on the subject of most bankers. But at the same time, CW, I'm going to tell you, one of my best friends is a banker. I play racquetball with an attorney at 5:30 in the morning on Wednesday, and I have another friend, a very close friend that's an attorney, and guess what? He knows what we were talking about. He knows that attorneys are members of the British Registry. He knows that, okay?
Right.
She doesn't know that.
Really?
She really does not know that. I have talked and she has a firm belief system that justice, truth, justice in the American way will eventually win out. She does family law. She's horrified by what happens in family court. But she still believes that if she works hard enough, she can help families. And that really is her motivation. My other friend is an international attorney. He's also a producer. And he looks at me and he says, I'm not going to talk about this. And I said, you went to Cambridge, didn't you? Or Oxford, one of them. You went to Cambridge or Oxford. And I said, you do know, don't you? And he goes, yep. She doesn't. So we can't make categorical statements about all bankers, just like we can't make categorical statements about all Illuminati. I'm an Illuminati. I'm the kid of Illuminatis. Okay? My family built ships for the crown, for God's sakes. We hung out with royalty, and we don't like what happened, and there's a lot of kids from these people that have actually helped create the global prosperity funds and stuff like that, CW. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, I didn't know that, but your attorney friend that doesn't know that, that just is a demonstration how she was trained.
Exactly.
She was taught what people heard, and so she blocked that, and you can't bring her out of it. Now, you have another international...
Actually, I am bringing her out of it, okay? I do it every Wednesday morning at 5:30, and every week I get about a foot further.
It's much more difficult to pull her out of that, as opposed to somebody that's been trained internationally in another country. They teach that. He understood.
He did.
He absolutely knows the illusion. He knows the magic that he performs and can perform over, I'll just say, victims of this great country.
He doesn't even look at it like victims. He actually looks at it like he's helping people. And by the way, he's an extremely good attorney, and he does help a lot of people, and he does other things. So there are people, I saw that Gecko movie. You know, what is it? Did you see it, Gail, the one, it's the Takeoff on Wall Street with Michael Douglas?
Oh, yes, Money. I did. I thought it was great.
Yeah, Money Never Sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting to be in that because you get, what's his name, LaBeouf? Shia, is it LaBeouf? The young man that's marrying Gecko's daughter?
Not sure.
Okay, the son, and this, it's like Shia LaBeouf, something like that. He's a Wall Street person. He does all this stuff, and then he finds out Gecko, which is Michael Douglas, and he's just spent like 8 years in jail. He finds out what a creep he is, right? Except he figures out a way to talk to the creep and get him reinvolved, and the guy goes through a transformation. So, and that movie is Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, and it's on HBO, and I'd say it's worth watching because, first of all, you have to understand that I wanted to be an attorney too, and Paula and I knew each other for many years, and we wanted to do truth, justice in the American way, and I said, I'll do radio, and she said, I'll do law. And we went and we did what we did. And then there's the disillusionment that you get when you find out that there's something underneath the something that you've been working on. And I don't know, Gail, if you've ever been disillusioned and what you've been up to, but I sure as heck have.
Well, it happens all the time.
Yeah, it happens all the time. We think we're doing one thing, and then we find out we're doing another. And the deal is, now there's a lot of splinter groups all over the U.S. that are, you know, they're talking about saving America and stuff like that. But here's the deal. I'm going to read it to you one more time. It's the mission for the Republic for the United States of America. We the people hereby terminate the tyranny of financial slavery and unlawful presentment that binds us and bestow the favors of liberty and republic freedom by way of lawful means and peaceable assembly for all men and women under Almighty God. Now, how do we get to know that that's going to happen? I will tell you how. Because we re-inhabited the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we did it legally. Ha, ha, ha. Anybody else can say anything they want. They can fund America, United States of America Junior, for all I care. It's not going to mean anything because they don't have the legal paperwork. And Gail knows about legal paperwork, and she knows that that's kind of like the core of how it works. Am I correct? If you don't have your paperwork, you don't have it, do you, Gail?
Right.
Yeah. If I don't have my deed to my house, I don't have my house. So there's all kinds of stuff that are going on that we actually have the ability and the remedies to straighten it out. So I'm going to invite each person in the listening audience to create a little magic for yourself this week. And that would be this guy that gave me the computer. I told him, I said, I'm about to be funded soon, and I'm going to pay this forward. So if anybody's done anything nice for you recently, perhaps you can go be nice to a total stranger and create a little magic there. Gail, if you wanted to create some magic this week, what would you do?
I think I'd turn it over to you.
You just take another Protandim, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, one of the things that's required for magic is actually to have the energy to do it. One of the things that we've bought over the years is inferior food, and we've taken, we have so much stuff that we're actually battling with to keep ourselves alive and well. And I'll say, go visit the Skirball Museum and take a look at the Houdini exhibit. If you've been wanting to go down to Disneyland or something like that, take a break. Find a way to do it. Find a group. The magic in my life has been that my resources, I'm going through a test, okay, and I'm being asked to do way more than I have the financial capacity to do. And the test has actually shown me that I have faith and trust, and I've been going from place to place, and people have been helping me get to the next place because that's what's required. And this morning when I went to racquetball, I had less than a 16th of a tank of gasoline, and I didn't have any cash to make that any different for myself. And I had faith that I would either be able to find a friend or something of that nature, and then I would be able to get home. And not only did I find a friend and get gasoline and have a cup of tea this morning, here I am. And so the stuff that looks impossible to you, if you believe in something like God, or you believe in something like the Republic, or you believe in something like a friend that moves your heart or something like that, magic is definitely possible, and I ask you to own it. What would you say to people, CW?
I would say place your faith by the Word, and all those things that you just talked about will certainly come to pass.
So here's the deal, you guys. If you want to experience some physical magic, some arthritis going away, do you remember what else there was? You mentioned arthritis. I definitely noticed it energetically. I didn't notice, like, I didn't feel like I could run up the side of a mountain. I just kept noticing that I was going past where I normally stopped.
I like the idea that how it'll assist me in my quest to free my body of diabetes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's good. So go to www.mylifevantage.com/Golden Hearts Foundation. Once again, that's www.mylife.com/Golden Hearts Foundation. There's definitely magic there. And if you go to Republic for the United States or for the United States.org, check it out and see if there's anything over there that interests you. If you need some help, send me an email that says, I need help foreclosure. And I'll give you Leo Delgado's information. All this stuff works, guys. We're here. We're available. You can reach me at 310-455-8623. Once again, 310-455-8623. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media. Our radio partner is KoningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. We thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org, JasonWinterT.com. A big thanks to YouHaveTheRight.com and Tad Patterson. And, hey, Ron Hayes, you rock. Leo Delgado, we love you. Brad Comer, thanks for being our announcer. You're a good dude. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Next week, invite a friend to listen. And create some magic in your life this week. Create some love and make sure you give some of it away. Thanks for listening.
Hear the music, feel.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on VoiceAmerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.